Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and MLB.com Brewers beat writer Adam McKelvey with us on this Monday morning. What's up, McKelvey?
Hey, I'm back from vacation. I have no idea what happened last week. I can't wait to talk baseball.
What do you mean you have no idea? You do too.
No, I have an idea. I still followed, but I got away and got to Banff for a week. It was incredible. Craig Counsell talked about the value of a vacation a couple years ago. Remember, Corey Knebel went down I think it was the 2018 season, and he went down maybe in like August with a shoulder thing, fatigue, and there was all this worry about, what's this going to do for their bullpen down the stretch, and is he going to be ready for the playoffs? And he ended up being awesome in the playoffs, and Craig Counsell said at the time, everybody needs a vacation sometimes.
So on that, as you have the Brewers with a substantial lead in the division, now right now we're still neck and neck, in fact, right on the heels of the Phillies for that number two spot, which I continue to contend we must get, because I have seen that movie before of the wild card, and yep. I don't like how it ends. That said, we may get to a point, late in September where, the skipper has an opportunity to sort of get guys some time off and rest, but that's... You don't want to break momentum, but you do want to rest guys. It could get tricky down the stretch for them.
Well, it's going to be another test of like the difference between the Matt Arnold-Pat Murphy combo and the David Stearns/Matt Arnold and Craig Counsell combo, because they've always, over the last couple of years, prioritized rest above all things. And I don't think it's always helped them. In 2021, I remember that year so clearly where Burns and Hader finished the no-hitter. The Brewers are absolutely flying through early September. They have this huge lead. They rest everybody for essentially 2 weeks at the end of the year and went, then they were ice cold and they lost to the Braves in that postseason series. In my personal opinion, I don't think rest benefited them in that situation. But, Pat Murphy's a different manager. They have a different set of They just do things a little bit differently now. And look, it also strikes me that already here and there, there's been instances in which they've, instead of giving that extra day of rest, they've pitched the pitcher they want in a certain series. Tobias Myers, for example, I don't know if anyone noticed this, caught the end of the Dodgers when they were in Milwaukee a couple weeks ago. And I don't think that happens in past years where they actually made it so that one of their better pitchers pitched in a series that was a pretty big deal because of what you're talking about, these overall NL standings. So maybe they'll do it a little differently down the stretch this year and push a little more to the finish line.
Ball players like playing in this heat?
Oh, they don't. I think they're used to it. I don't think that it necessarily makes a big difference because they've got all these toys inside the clubhouse to get ready for games and get ready to go out and play in the heat. And they've got the cold plunge and they've got the blasting air conditioning and all those things. I think they've got enough tools to get through it. I think the days of like putting cabbage leaves in their cap to play in St. Louis, like Yuke always talks about doing. I think those days are over.
Not for nothing though. Like there's a chance of some storms on Tuesday. Brewers back at it tomorrow with a 7:10 first pitch against the Giants. And you're looking at a high on Tuesday of 92 degrees. Now, it won't be that when they take the field, but heat index of 100 to 110. Have to have the roof open. I don't care if it rains. Take a rain out.
Oh, but, you've been in there when it's the sauna games, right?
Right? Yes.
Yeah. The most famous one for me that I remember so clearly because I was sitting in the auxiliary area out in the stands was the home run derby way back in 2002. That was the all-time then Miller Park sauna, and those games can be tough on fans. I think the players are okay though. When you stand by the tunnel where you see Pat Murphy stand in games, you get this blast of air conditioning that comes out. And sometimes even during the summer, if we're watching BP and it's like a really scorching afternoon, you'll notice like Uke stands there, and we'll all go talk to Uke, and it's because we want to talk to Uke, but we also want to stand in that cold air tunnel.
Yeah, I'm just grabbing something in here. No, it's good.
Yeah, exactly.
Linger a little bit.
You're in a conversation for 90 minutes.
All right, we got the Giants in town with a 7:10 first pitch tomorrow. Thanks, Adam.
Big week. Lots of games in the next week with that doubleheader coming. So this is a big test for the pitching.
Here we go.